Hey, Rich.
Hey.
All signs would indicate that we are, in fact, live on Facebook. This is our first joint Facebook Live here in the newly formed but rapidly growing Travel Unites Us Facebook page. Tell me, my friend, you've had a heck of a day. It's 5:50 p.m. here on the West Coast. You're 3 hours ahead of me out on the East. Tell me about your day, my friend.
Well, it started off at about 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning with a text message from Italy. My newfound friend Jessica wanted to introduce me to her brother who lives in Valencia, Spain. Michael is just the nicest, funniest guy. What a great disposition given what the Spaniards are going through right now. Michael is like Jessica, he's Dutch. And we talked about this amazing spot he has on this mountain where he and his wife live and what's going on there in Spain. And Michael's going to be live with us from his home, which is not too far from a villa that he owns that he rents out to vacationers, to travelers. So you're really going to want to get to know Michael because he is got to be one of the greatest hosts out there. I think he rents through Airbnb or Vrbo or both. You want to get to know people like Michael because they live in these places that are outside of the tourist spots, and they can introduce you to the culture and the history because now they're just phenomenal people who are so in love with the places that they travel to and that they live in. You know, it started out there, and before you know it, I'm also on the phone with a friend of mine who lives in Jamaica, the country, the island. And just all day long, different people who want to become a part of this movement, if you want to call it that, we're going to stay connected. We're going to start new connections. We're going to rekindle old connections, and we're going to tell the stories that bind us through travel, through this unique experience that so many of us have a passion for.
Like I said in my video earlier today, there are folks out there chomping at the bit to get back out into the world, back exploring. And during this time when we can't, or at least we shouldn't be out exploring the world, we're going to be meeting a lot of people. And I mean a lot. We are not capping the number of people we want to talk to. Let's call it 100. Let's call it 1,000. We want to introduce our friends out there to as many people in the travel industry who not just work in the travel industry, but who really are that heartbeat of travel. Because I give this a lot of thought. Travel just isn't one of those industries that you stumble into by accident. I feel like there's some sort of passion driving you one way or another. People rarely, or I wouldn't imagine folks get into travel thinking they're gonna get rich unless maybe they're owning an airline or something. And it's not just, hey, my mom told me I needed to go get a job, so I became a travel advisor. Like, it just doesn't seem like that's the way it works. It seems like there's a passion, something really that's just at the heart and soul of these individuals that drive them into the travel industry. And you've been at this far longer than I have. So maybe you could speak about that a little bit, just the passion and the drive that's inside these individuals.
It really is amazing. I started in travel in 1987, that obviously dates me. And I was an airline reporter for about 7 years, and I got to meet some of the most fascinating people. Bob Crandall, who used to run American Airlines, Frank Lorenzo, who owned Continental and Eastern and was one of the most hated people in the airline industry, Herb Kelleher. I mean, I got to sit in Herb Kelleher's office
Southwest
at
Airlines.
Southwest Airlines, interview him, and of course, you know, he offered me a glass of wild turkey. You know, you just and people in the airline industry used to say, you know, you got jet fuel in your bloodstream. It's just a part of you. And I see that in all the industries. You know, Horst Schulze, who used to run Ritz-Carlton Hotels, you know, he just when you saw him in a lobby of one of his hotels, that was his home. That's where he wanted to be. And that's who we're looking for in Travel Unites Us. 'Cause right now, just about everybody in the travel industry is taking it on the chin. From travel advisors to tour operators to hotel front desk salespeople, flight attendants and pilots, you know, everybody's taking it on the chin right now because we need to sacrifice to protect those among us who should not get this virus. But inside all of those people is this yearning to get back to doing what they love doing. And I want to hear those stories. Why is it, you know, someone became a pilot? Why is it someone wants to work at a hotel front desk? I had to go pick up my son last week, and the woman behind the front desk of a hotel in, you know, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in the middle of coronavirus, the big smile on her face when I walked in those front doors around 10:30 at night, and she just wanted to welcome me. I was dying, if I wasn't so tired, I was dying to ask her, how did you get into this? Why are you doing this? Why are you an overnight, you know, manager of a Comfort Suites in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? And just that hospitality element. I want to hear all of these stories. And we're going to start tomorrow with Crystal Eicher. Crystal is the owner of Serendipitous Traveler. She's in Texas, and she's been at this for a while. And not only is she a travel advisor helping other people curate their trips, she is a mentor to others who want to become travel entrepreneurs. And when you talk to Crystal, you realize you're in the presence of someone who just loves this industry and this profession, and she wants to give. And we want to hear those stories all across the globe. So anybody who watches this video, if you know somebody who's got a passion for this travel industry, even with what we're going through right now, tell them to like or follow the page. Tell them to go onto Facebook Messenger in our on the page and let us know that they want to talk to us. And like Aaron said, there is no cap on this. We want to hear everybody's stories, and we want you guys to visit with each other virtually now, because we want you to visit with each other when we're physically able to do this again.
Well, I'm really happy that we can show this group kind of forming in real time. This went from an idea that Rich and I had a week ago, maybe somewhere in that range, less than 10 days ago, to it's actually turning into something tangible. We went to a Facebook page rather, with almost 100 followers, and we've got a website up. It's still,
I think we're 107 right now.
107. See, you miss an hour. You miss a lot, Rich. Last I checked, it was 97. So now we're 10 more. And just, again, adding to that whole story of this is growing and evolving at a rapid pace. Rich mentioned several ways you can get in touch with us, but as of about an hour ago, there is yet another way to reach out. And this is actually one that's really exciting, that I worked pretty late into the night last night getting a website up. It's small, and it's gonna be evolving and growing, but the site is up. And if you'd like to reach out, like Rich said, and share your story, get on a call with us and share with the Travel Unites Us community. You can go to travelunitesus.com/share. travelunitesus.com/share. I guarantee you that page is not going to look the same tomorrow as it does today, and probably won't look the same 2 days from now as it does tomorrow. But right now, there's a basic Google form up there with collect some very basic information. You'll be directly in touch with us so we can schedule a chat so you can get on here and share with the rest of the community. Now, Rich, one thing that you mentioned that really kind of got me thinking, talking about how many people are just craving human contact right now, and then it's just especially, it's tenfold, for people who are so used to traveling and just moving about, not just their neighborhood or their community, but roaming about the earth freely. Some of our travel brothers and sisters. I was just out walking my dog this morning, and this woman who I'd never seen before, she drives on our block every so often. I think she might be a housekeeper or something for one of my neighbors. I don't know who she is, but I recognized her car. Normally she just drives on by. Today she lifted her head up and just big tooth grin and gave me a big wave, and I waved right back at her. It was just like there's a positivity and a craving of human connection like I haven't seen in a long time.
Yep. And the funny thing is, not knowing who's watching this and how often you travel and where you've traveled to, the people in the travel industry are very fortunate in that they get to travel often. And some of the travel advisors that we're going to be interviewing over the next couple of days, they'll tell you they get to visit places that are just, eye-opening, mind-boggling, and full of warm, hospitable people. But that when you take that neighborhood that we live in and we aren't even able to access in great deal right now as we shelter at place, when you realize that those neighborhoods exist everywhere. I live in the Hudson Valley. My neighborhood exists all up and down the Hudson River. There are small towns where people are just, community driven and grinning at each other and trying to stick together. And then you see that's the same thing in, Pisa, Italy, where my friend Jessica lives, in this little village of 2,000 people, that when someone passed away, an older gentleman who got the virus, and the notes people were leaving and memorializing him at the place that they all gathered, the one bar in town, that they just memorializing this man and saying, you're with us always. We do. We human beings strive for connection, and it's the same everywhere. And we want you to take that love and the grin that you have in your community today, and at some point when we're all ready, to take that feeling and take it out somewhere. I don't care if it's 100 miles away from your home or 10,000 miles away in a whole different country. We have got to reestablish, after all of this is over, you know, the fact that human connections are everything. It's what solves every problem in the world, is when we grin at another person and say, hey, I'm with you. I'm supporting you. It's the only way.
So talk a little bit. We've touched on this. I think we both touched on this in our videos that we shot and have put into the page so far, but about the progress that we hope to see over the next few months and the folks that we want to help, you know, the travel industry as a whole, but particularly the small business owners, you know, help them to connect with travelers and to hopefully keep afloat and keep that heartbeat that I was talking about earlier. Just keep that heartbeat of the industry beating, even if it starts to slow. You know, it's on life support, but
it's on life support
that we are on a mission to breathe as much life into this industry right now, today, and then continually over the next several months until the world reopens its doors. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, you have said it so eloquently on several occasions, is that this is a, you know, the same way that we all have narrative arcs in our lives and in our professions, and the world has a narrative arc. Here we are, you know, in 2020, facing perhaps one of the worst, you know, pandemics in the history of humankind, if we don't manage it properly. You know, Aaron has said that the next, you know, 4 weeks, the next 8 or 12 weeks, the narrative arc is going to change. And if we're successful in tamping down coronavirus, hopefully what we're going to start to see, as they did in China and South Korea, and now we're hoping in Italy, we're starting to see some really optimistic numbers that we hope continue in the direction that they're going, is that the narrative arc for humanity will change. And as that changes, that's going to open up the narrative arc for the travel industry to revive itself, to come off of that respirator, and revive itself and become that salve, that healing notion that we can all get back to. And who knows, you know, maybe we're telling a whole different story in 3 months or 4 months. I don't know. But, you know, Aaron has designed this so that it's open to however this goes. And the best part is that you can shape the story. You can shape the story by staying at home, by flattening the curve, but you can also shape the story by telling your story, by joining us in a dialogue. We'll do 2 or 3 of these a day if we have to. So, you know, just tell us you want to jump on and let's discuss it. Because the more of us are speaking to each other, I guarantee you, people are going to learn about you. They're going to fall in love with you, and they're going to want to do business with you, or a traveler, if you're families or travelers out there looking for suppliers who you can know, love, and trust, so that you can purchase from them when the time is right, that you're going to meet people who could perhaps change your life as we pull out of this. That's what this narrative, you know, tale is going to be all about.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about some of the specifics as we know them now, as far as the type of content we are going to create. So anyone watching this video right now, you are part of one of those pieces of content. Facebook live video in general, facilitated over Zoom meeting, which I wish I would have bought some of their stock about a month ago. But that's beside the point. We're facilitating this over Zoom meeting.
You're not a U.S. senator. I guess you didn't have
to. I know, right? Well, it's buy sell. Yeah, that's another... We'll get into that topic maybe in the wee hours after a couple glasses of wine. Who knows what we might say? All the more reason for folks to tune in. You don't know. I'm going to keep saying it. We don't know where this is going. We've got these live videos, and these live videos I am going to take those videos, put them on YouTube. They're going to be on Vimeo. They're going to be embedded on the website at travelunitesus.com. We're going to pull out short segments. Sometimes you may not have time to watch a whole 45-minute interview, but there's maybe a 2-minute segment that you just don't want to miss. That's going to be on YouTube. That's going to be here in the Facebook group. I am a podcaster by trade, I suppose, if that is such a thing. So I'm going to also be ripping the audio out of all of these interviews, not just the chat Rich and I are having tonight, but all of the interviews. And those are going to be released on the soon to be launched now Travel Unites Us podcast, which I am putting the finishing touches on getting that ready to go live. And this chat Rich and I are having right now, I think will make a perfect first episode. There's not going to be much editing. I don't have any theme music or anything like that yet. We'll get there. We'll polish it up as time allows. But for now, it's about telling those stories, getting the messages out. We're going to be in as many places as we possibly can, Rich and I, but we're going to be beating that same drum wherever you happen to stumble upon us. And we'd really love it if you share it with your friends, whether they're in the travel industry or not. If you have the heart of a traveler, you're in the right place and you're going to connect with the right people here. And Richard D'Ambrosio, my friend across the country, and myself, we're going to be here to welcome you with open arms. And if you've got any ideas, anybody who says, hey, Rich and Aaron, have you thought about this? Maybe you're missing this angle here. Our ears are wide open. We just want to do as much as we can and serve as deeply as we possibly can during these times.
Yep.
Anything to add to that, Rich?
No, just, you know, don't be shy. We're going to be doing back-to-back-to-back interviews with people through the rest of this week. We're trying to get Mike set up from Valencia, Spain, hopefully over this weekend, and then right back at it on Monday with Julia Matheson, who has fallen in love with Paris. And if you want to travel to Paris, you want Julia booking your trip, because this woman, it's her thing. And she has a heart for that place. It connected with her on several journeys in her younger life. And now she wants you to feel, you know, the passion that she has for that city when the time is right. And that's what we want. We want those, you know, we want people who aren't ashamed to say, this is what I stand for. And this is my, you know, my travel passion. Whether you're a family that loves to travel and you know, you don't have to be in the industry. Right. But we want to hear why you love what you love. And we want to hear how it's changed you individually and whether or not it's contributed to something in your family's growth that was, you know, a powerful presence. So anybody can participate. This is not just for the industry and it's not just for travelers. It's for all of us because, you know, we're united in this love for travel. And that's the whole thing. It's that simple.
It really is. And I'm just off the top of my head trying to think of a parallel industry where the folks who depend on it for their livelihood and their clients are so well aligned on what's at the core of the business. In this case, it's travel. It's like, yeah, there's certain folks who depend on travel to pay their bills and there's other folks who just enjoy traveling, but there's so much overlap there. And I think that we have such an opportunity to bring together on a human level, those of us who have just a passion for travel. And then those of us who also have that passion for travel, but then also incorporate that into their livelihood and just really bring out the humanity and all that. And that folks can truly have better, more powerful travel experiences when they make those connections with those in the industry who know travel backwards and forwards. And that's where I'm leaning on you, Rich, because you've got so many of those relationships with the travel advisors. You've spouted off several names already.
We're going to be dotting the globe over the next 2 weeks.
Yes. Okay. Great idea. We need a globe or like a map with some pins. I'm going to get that. Let's see. You're seeing ideas are coming right here in real time. I'm going to get a map of the world and maybe just pin off the places that we're talking to people. Let's try to get as many countries knocked off as we can.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. That'd be a great way to you know, tell people, look, we don't have the Ukraine yet. I need Uzbekistan.
Yes. All right. See, look, this is only day one and we're already
reshaping it. Yes.
Right. The ideas are flowing like wine. All right, my friend, before we say goodbye here, I just want to give that URL out one last time. If you'd like to share on the podcast, or if you just want to have an offline conversation with Rich or myself, travelunitesus.com/share. That's travelunitesus.com/share. I'm going to drop a link. Actually, I'm not going to. I did this already. I did it while Rich was talking a minute ago. I put a link to travelunitesus.com.
You did.
in the comments right below this video in the Facebook feed. And you're going to be seeing a lot more of that in the coming days. Yeah. We want to hear from all of you, especially if you're in Uzbekistan, because I'm not sure if we're going to get someone from there. I want that pin in my map.
We're
going to
need help with that one. Yeah.
All right, Rich. Have a great night. Man. I'm going to go home and have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Take care of those two kids and your wife, please.
I've been the wife just got home, but I've been taking care of the kids all day. This is a welcome reprieve. I feel good about it. I've been a first grade teacher for most of the day, but then I also have my 4-year-old who has nothing to do. So I'm trying to attempt to entertain her while conducting lessons over Zoom meeting for my first grader. It's been a treat, and I'm sure I'm going to look back on this period with some fond memories, even though it's such an unfortunate.
They will never forget it. I guarantee you that.
No. Nope, they certainly won't. What they don't know is that they have yesterday morning a 15-foot trampoline got delivered to our house that I'm going to put together for them. They need some freaking exercise.
Where did you get it at?
Amazon.
Amazon? Okay, because we had two of those for my kids. One got broken. We had to throw it out and replace it. Let me tell you, if you don't have help to put that together, it's going to take you a little while.
I'll set up my phone on a tripod and click on the Facebook Live, and you can watch me struggle and curse.
Sure. I think that's a great idea. I could use some entertainment tomorrow.
All right. I'm all for it. Social distancing. Yeah, that'll be great. All right, my man.
Okay.
Have a great one and good night.
Get a good night's sleep.
And good night, folks, in the Travel Unites Us community.
See you all tomorrow.
Plenty more to come. Cheers. Yep.